Simon Tzadik Tas Halacha Hey Efer Ki Egoizim Shachol and Kadam Yantif regarding nuts are eaten before Yantif Mutal Hasik Bekli Peyam. It's mutter to fuel a fire with their shells. Avam Machol Yantif, or if they're eaten on Yantif, Asul Hasik Bekli Peyam. It's usher to fuel a fire with their shells. Afil Otaltam usher, and it's also usher to move them. Although generally only the movement of muksa is usur, using them as fuel is the equivalent to moving the shells, and is therefore usur even if one does not actually move them. The chenshar klipa is the same as true with regard to other shells or peels. Afa pisharin lebehema, even though they are fit to be eaten, but for a behema they are muksa, because they are classified as nayla, the esmohay andin l'adam, because yesterday they were fit for a person to eat, and now they change their status. Simen Kof Hilchos Nesias Kapayim the Halachas of Birchos Kaihanim Halacha Aleph Mitzvah Asayim and Atar LaKaihanim. It's a Mitzvah Asayim on Kaihanim Shivarchos on that they benched Klal Yisrael. Shenemar like it says in Bamidbar Kais Avarchos Bnei Yisrael. So shall you bench Klal Yisrael. V'chol Kain any Kain Shein Boy Midvarim Hamak V'Maisai who has none of the disqualifying factors that would render him unfit to make a bracha, vein arlo l'duchan, and does not ascend to dochening, over b'ase is over an ase, vein over elo k'sh'ar karnai, so he's not in violation unless they call upon him to say the brachas. Shenemar amr lehem, the pasuk says, so shall you bench Klal Yisrael, say to them, v'targum unklus, and unklus says over there, kad yemrum lehain, when you say to them. In earlier times, Birchas Kahana was recited throughout the year during Shacharis, as well as during Musaf on Shabbos, Yantif, and Rosh Chodesh. It was also recited at Mincha on fast days, and Anila, that's said on Yom Kippur. Although it's still the practice of some communities throughout the world, and many communities in Eretz Yisrael, it's not retained by the Ashkenazic communities in Galus. The Kitzur details today's custom as it's practiced by these Ashkenazic communities. V'aminig b'minah senu, the minig in our Medina, shein nesias kapayim ela b'yantif, that Birchas Kahanim is only said on yantif, mishum da'osh ruim b'sinchos yantif, because then people are in a state of happiness due to yantif. V'yam kippurim, as well as Yom Kippur, yesh b'sinchos mechila m'slichel, they have the simcha of forgiveness and atonement. V'toiv leiv hu yivarech, a state of happiness is important for saying Birchas Kahanim. For one who is in good spirits, he shall bestow blessings. This is not the case on other days of the year. I feel even on the other Shabbos of the year, because people are preoccupied with thoughts concerning their livelihood, and they're being idle from work. I feel even on yantif, we only do Birchas Kahanim by Musaf. Because afterwards people leave Shul, Yisuch, Besichos Yantif, and right away they have Simcha of Yantif. It's also a custom in our country, that when Yantif coincides with Shabbos, there's no Birchas Kahanim, El Yom Kippur, excepting Yom Kippur. Shafil Chol Shabbos Noisim Kapim, on which occasion, even when it coincides with Shabbos, they say Birchas Kahanim. However, there are other places that have the custom, Shabbos Yantif, Afil Chol Shabbos, that on every Yantif, even if it coincides with Shabbos, Noisim Kapim, they recite Birchas Kahanim, and this is the more proper custom. Halacha Beis, Ein Nesias Kapayim El Basara, Birchas Kahanim is only recited when you have a minion, V'Kahanim in a minion, and the Kahanim are counted in the minion. L'fi Shagam Heim Echal Bracha, because they are also included in the Bracha, Shanemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'ani Avarachem, let them place my name upon Klal Yisrael, and I shall bless them, meaning the Kahanim.